I feel so pretty. I feel so pretty. Hey!
I can't even sit next to you. I feel so inferior. You just look gorgeous now.
How does it feel to be the second hottest thing in a room?
You look stunning. Will you please drive home like that? Or will you go to Lindsay's work, your wife, and surprise her?
I don't want to get her fired.
That would be amazing.
It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We just did the Box of Shame. You can see some of it on our IG live. It's Joe McKenzie. We'll have video up later this afternoon for you to check out. Go to joeandmckenzie.com. That's everything, too, whether it's pictures, video, blogs, anything that's happening, maybe the tea. You can always find it there, Joe and McKenzie. Joe's Journey, this has been going on for a long time. Maybe you're new to the show, but we kind of relaunched it. We're like, hey, get your stuff together or get off the pot, and that's what we're doing. I started on October 9th, and I'm sorry, November 9th. I don't know what. Yeah, October 9th, yeah, and I was 395. And here's where we're at right now. I was 395.6 with my weight. Last week, I weighed in at 389.8, so I was down some pounds. That's
nice.
Pretty dope. This week, as I stepped on the scale, I weighed in at 387.0, so I'm down 2.8, almost 3 pounds this week, and I'm feeling good. I'm down now 8.6 pounds in the past couple of weeks, so that feels very good. I need to celebrate almost a 3-pound loss because that's awesome, but like I really want like a 6-pound loss because I want to not be fat anymore, but I feel good. I'm still, like I told you guys, I don't know what I'm doing yet. Like, I'm eating healthier. I think this week is the first time. Like, I had that sandwich at Popeyes, and then I had Chick-fil-A the other night, but I did get a grilled chicken cool wrap, too. Other than that, I have been fast food free for pretty much the past 2 weeks. I've been avoiding as much candy as possible. I had a few little pieces for Halloween, obviously, but I'm really just trying to do that, and I've been doing, and I need to know more about it. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do with their health, but I've been doing some intermittent fasting where I don't eat in the morning because, you know, I just have coffee, and I drink a crap ton of water, and amazingly, I feel sustained. But I want to start working out and going back to the gym and lifting weights. And I think I don't know if I can do that or not because I'm going to need some more energy. I can walk 3 miles a day with my dogs, but that's not like lifting weights, you know, or doing like high intensity stuff like you do, McKenzie. So I might have to change that up. But other than that, like it's, you know, almost 9 pounds in the past couple of weeks. I'm pretty happy about that.
I'm so proud of you. And I'm proud because you're not just doing a fast, like a quick thing. It's a lifestyle change.
No.
So you're like little ways you can implement little changes, but they add up big time, obviously. And you're already seeing results. So that's great.
One thing that was nice, I don't think Liv or Porkchop noticed it, but we went and saw Bob Saget this past weekend. Everybody's kind of dressing up, so I wore like my dress pants, or like, yeah, did I wear dress pants?
Did you wear pants or
no? Sometimes I go pantless,
but weird.
No, I forget what it was. But whatever I wore though, like my pants were falling down, like my nice dress belt does not fit. That's what it was. I was wearing my pants are a little loose, and my dress pant, like my belt is just like it's way too big now, and it's so expensive. I didn't buy a new one yet, but I'm going to. But I guess it's good that I'm already starting to notice not only in the scale but inches around the waist that I was like putting them around my man boobs just to try to keep my pants up, and they were sliding down. So that's kind of a good problem.
That's
I like
moment.
That.
Chops and I have a mutual friend who lost like 250 pounds, and he said that the moment for him was when he went on an airplane and didn't have to ask for an extender.
That's
and
huge.
And he was like, he almost got tears in his eyes because no one else realized, like, was like, could realize how hard that was for him, but he was like, it was the coolest moment ever.
And I've been there before where I had to have a seatbelt extender, then I didn't need one for like my honeymoon, but now I'm back to where I need one. It's just barely, but man, if you're a big guy or big girl, you know that feeling like you bring up with McKenzie and Chop's friend, that when you go from that to not needing it, it's like, wow, it's one of those non-scale victories. So
right.
Keeping it going, but that's the latest update down
keep it up,
8.6 pounds. There we go. It's Joe's Journey.